जानिताय गौतमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुगेदर विल डिसाइड। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11th चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 24। And repeat behind me. Vagadgada dravate yasya chittam rudatya bhikshnam hasati kuchiccha vilajya udgayati nrityate cha मद्भक्ति युक्तो भुवनं पुनाति वागद्गदा द्रवत्यस्य चित्तम् रुदत्य भिक्ष्णम् हसति क्वचिच्च विलज्ज उद्गायति नृत्यते च मद्भक्ति युक्तो भुवनं पुनाति। Matajis, vak, speech, gadgada, choked up, dravate, melts, yasya, of whom, chittam, the heart, rudati, cries, avikshanam, again and again, hasati, laughs, kochit, sometimes, cha, also, vilajja, ashamed, udgayati, sings out loudly, nityate, dances, cha, also, madbhakti yuktaha, one fixed in devotional service to me, bhuvanam, the universe, punati, purifies. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A devotee whose speech is sometimes choked up, whose heart melts, who cries continually and sometimes laughs, who feels ashamed and cries out loudly and then dances. A devotee thus fixed in loving service to me purifies the entire universe. Purport: Vak Gadgada refers to a highly emotional state in which the throat is choked up and one cannot express oneself. Vilajja indicates that a devotee sometimes feels embarrassment due to bodily functions and memories of past sinful activities. In this condition, a devotee loudly cries out the holy name of Krishna and sometimes dances in ecstasy. As stated here, such a devotee purifies the three worlds. By the melting of the heart, one becomes very steady in spiritual life. Normally one whose heart easily melts is thought to be unsteady. But because Lord Krishna is the stable foundation of all existence, one whose hearts melt in love of Krishna becomes more stable and cannot be disturbed by opposing arguments, bodily suffering, mental problems, supernatural disasters, or the interference of envious persons. Because such a devotee is fixed in loving service to the Lord, he becomes the very heart of the personality of Godhead. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare 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 Krishna. So I seek the blessing of all assembled Vaishnavas. Read the translation once again. A devotee whose speech is sometimes choked up, whose heart melts, who cries continually and sometimes laughs, who feels ashamed and cries out loudly and then dances, a devotee thus fixed in loving service to me purifies the entire universe. So, so herein Lord Krishna is describing devotional service, and in this particular verse he is describing a person who has reached the mature stage of devotional service he has developed, that person has developed his or her dormant affection for the Supreme Lord. Such a person, some symptoms are mentioned over here in this verse. A person who has developed one's affection for the Supreme Lord, he may find his voice being choked up, his heart melting. Sometime he may cry out loudly, other time he may dance, and so on. Herein the disciple of Prabhupada very beautifully says, a person whose heart becomes softened by devotional service, usually a person whose heart is soft, he is considered to be unstable. Someone with a very soft heart may be considered unstable. He may easily be affected by the external changes, someone speaks harshly to him, or by the difficulties and so on. But here in the disciple of Prabhupada is saying, one whose hearts melt in affection for Krishna, that person is actually very stable. Because Lord Krishna is a stable foundation of all existence. So one is connected with Krishna, whose heart is softened by affection for Krishna, that person will become actually very stable. He will not be disturbed by opposing arguments, bodily suffering, mental problems, supernatural disasters, or any other kind of interference. That is one important point mentioned over herein. While those who are considered very strong-hearted, right, strong-hearted, like a rock-hearted, whatever, they will easily become depressed, disappointed, in due course of time, by the bodily suffering, mental problems, supernatural disasters, and so on. Material nature can break the back of all strong people, right? Crush them, thrash them. There is no greater, stronger force than the material energy of the Lord. Second important point mentioned in this verse is, Mad bhakti yukto bhuvanam punati. One who develops affection for me by his devotional practices, by his chanting the holy name and so on, he purifies the entire universe. Again, very significant point. Uddhav ji, he visits Vrindavan and he witnesses how the residents of Vrindavan, their hearts were crying out in separation from Krishna. He just witnesses their affection and he offers them obeisances by saying, Vande Nanda Vrajastri Nam Padarenu Abhikshnasha Yasam Hari Kathod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. Vande Nanda Vrajastri Nam Padarenu Abhikshnasha. Here is a great bureaucrat or a great royal personality from Dwarka, right? And he is saying, I offer my obeisances to the dust of the feet of the residents of Vrindavan, especially to the ladies of Vrindavan. Vande Nanda Vrajastri Nam. Can you imagine if there is a president of or a prime minister of a country goes to some simple village and offer obeisance to the dust of the feet of the ladies of, right, that particular village? So Uddhavji has been described as almost the same as the Lord. He was a great friend of the Lord. His bodily features resembled the Lord. And he was a great royal personality. But he offered his obeisances to the dust of the feet of the residents of Vrindavan by saying, Yasam Hari Kathod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. Their glorification of the Supreme Lord is purifying the three worlds. So Vrindavan is just situated in one small corner. So many people on the planet are not even aware of that such a place exists. What to speak of the three worlds, right? We are talking of this world. Many people may not be even aware of that such a place exists. Of course, by the preaching of Prabhupada, now there is a greater awareness. But earlier or even now, so many people are not even aware of the existence of Vrindavan. But here, in Uddhav ji says, their devotional service is purifying the three worlds, the lower planetary system, the middle planetary system, the upper planetary system. Yasam Hari Kathod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. So therefore we should understand from the scriptural evidence, what the scriptures are saying is the world is only benefited by the pure glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whenever and wherever, doesn't matter, in wherever, whichever small corner, whether that corner or village doesn't even exist on world map or India map, no one may show also, could be such an insignificant place. But if the devotees of the Lord are gathering and glorifying Him with genuine desire to serve Him, it benefits the three worlds. That's the most benevolent activity. When World War II was going on, Calcutta was being raided by the aircrafts, by the Japanese aircrafts, and the bombs were dropping, and Prabhupada was making puris to be offered to the Lord. Right? Someone may say, what's going on? You know, the whole world is being bombed and Prabhupada is making puri so that he can offer to the Lord. But on the basis of scriptures, we understand he was contributing maximum to the world peace or to the world welfare. If the world war is going on and a saintly person, elderly person is making puris to be offered to the Lord. But that act of devotional service benefits the whole world much more than thousands of conferences, meetings or whatever else may be done. Right? Because this verse is saying, Mad bhakti yukto bhuvanam punati. One who is endowed with my devotional service, he purifies the entire universe. He benefits the entire universe. So there is another beautiful verse. Right? This is the month of Kartik. I am discussing about the glorification of the residents of Vrindavan, their devotional service. So another verse describes Udgayati nam Aravinda lochanam Rajangana nam Divamas prishadhuni Dadanascha nirmantana shabda mishrito Nirasyatenyen dishama mangalam. Udgayati nam Arvinda lochanam. So the ladies of Vrindavan, in this particular verse also the word Udgayati comes. Vilaj Udgayati. Udgayati means loud singing. So the ladies of Vrindavan are loudly singing the glories of the lotus eyed personality of Godhead. And while they are churning the yogurt, Dadanascha nirmantha shabda mishrito. So the sound of their bangles and the sound of churning is mixing with the vibration, is mixing with the glories of the Lord being chanted by them. Shabda mishrito, dadanascha nirmantha shabda mishrito. So Srila Vishwanatha Thakur describes that the sound of their bangles is like kartals, and the sound of churning the yogurt is like mardanga. You know, there is a bass over there. And they are singing. the glories of the Lord to the accompaniment of kartal and mridanga. Right? Again, in a small village in one corner, these ladies are churning the yogurt and singing the glories of the Lord. What is happening? Nirasyate yena disham mangalam. They are dispelling the inauspiciousness in every direction. Just imagine. Right? So, inauspiciousness in all the directions is being dispelled. All the great rishis, the devatas, right, the higher beings are being benefited, not to speak of the people on the earth or other planets. Everyone is receiving the benefit, or everyone is receiving auspicious environment by their glorification of the Supreme Lord. Right? Because they are endowed with pure devotion. So therefore, actually there is no other welfare in this world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, the true welfare has been done by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. So those who glorify the Supreme Lord, propagate pure devotional service, only they are actually doing true benefit to the world. The offer of all other kind of benefits, he would say, is simply a great harm. It is a cheating. in this way, the true welfare to the humanity is done, or the greatest act of benevolence to humanity is to actually propagate the glories of the Supreme Lord without any ulterior motives. So as we develop the purity in our hearing and chanting, to that degree we can actually benefit anyone, including ourselves. Today is also the, the appearance or the disappearance day of Nimbarkacharya. Appearance day of Nimbarkacharya. So, see, Nimbarkacharya is one of the four prominent acharyas of the four sampradayas. I would like to briefly speak upon him. And today, being the day of Kartik Purnima, it is the day when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered Sri Vrindavan Dham. So, I would also like to briefly describe Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's journey to Sri Vrindavan Dham. So, Nimbarkacharya, he was born in a Brahmana family in Dravid Desh, South India. But however, he lived most of the time in a place called Nimbagram, which is near Govardhan. It is said that he was actually worshipping Lord Shiva. He was a worshipper of Lord Shiva. And then Lord Shiva was specially pleased by his attentive worship. And Lord Shiva appeared to him and said that you should go to the Bale forest outside of this village, and you will receive the darshan of the four Kumaras. They will give you transcendental knowledge. By their blessing, you will fulfill all your purposes of life. So you should go and accept them as a spiritual master. So, Nimbarkacharya, he was guided by Lord Shiva himself to approach Chatush Kumaras. And he goes and he sees in that Bale forest, there were four Kumaras who were meditating. And they were effulgent like the suns. And he goes and he cries out to them in great jubilation, and their meditation, they come out of their meditation and they see him, and they ask about him, and then he describes how Lord Shiva has sent me, and they were very pleased. And they said, yes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wants to propagate pure devotional service in this world. Therefore, he himself had arranged for the four sampradayas to propagate pure devotional service. So Mother Lakshmi, she has selected Ramanujacharya. Lord Brahma has selected Madhvacharya. Lord Shiva, he has selected Vishnu Swami. And now we will today impart you the transcendental knowledge, the knowledge of pure devotional service to spread. So thus they impart him this transcendental knowledge. They also give to Nimbarkacharya Radha Krishna mantra to chant and worship Radha Krishna. And then they instruct him that you will preach the pure devotional service and you will preach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then they disappear. So Nimbarkacharya was very powerful personality. It said that once he was having a debate with Jain Sadhu, and then he, during that time, he asked him to accept his hospitality, some prasad. So the sun has just set, and the Jain Sadhu said, "We don't eat after sunset, so we won't accept prasadam." So Nimbarkacharya, he really wanted them to accept the prasad of the Lord. So he made the sun again appear for some time from behind a neem tree. So therefore that time, from that point onwards, his name became Nimbarkacharya. Ark means the sun, Nimba means the Nimba tree. So because he was so powerful and his desire was so genuine, he made the sun again appear for a short while. And seeing that, they were surprised and they did accept that prasadam, his hospitality. So that's why his name became Nimbarkacharya. So, and he worshipped Radha and Krishna by chanting the mantra given by the Chatushkumaras and according to the method prescribed in Sanat Kumar Samhita. And he said that by his pure worship, the divine couple appeared to him and they blessed him. And they asked him to preach pure devotional service. And while Radha and Krishna were talking to him, giving his darshan, Navadvip Dham Mahatmya described they both combined as one. And thus Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave also darshan to Nimbarkacharya. And then Lord Chaitanya, and he was in great ecstasy, he was fainting on the ground. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to compose and he said, "Do not reveal this form of mine to anyone. I will appear in the beginning of Kali Yuga and I will preach the essence of the four philosophies, right, by these four Vaishnavacharyas, including yourself. And you will also assist me in my pastimes. You will appear as a great scholar, a great pandit in Kashmir. And you will become a Digvijay pandit. You will travel all over the world. You will defeat everyone. And finally you will come to Navadvip. All the pandits of Navadvip will flee in fear out of you. And you will challenge and debate me. I will defeat you at that time. And by the grace of Mother Saraswati, you will come to know of my real identity and you will surrender to me. And again, by my mercy, you will be empowered to preach the glories of pure devotional service once again." So this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his darshan to Nimbarkacharya and blesses him that you will also be participating in my pastimes. So that is about Nimbarkacharya. And today also is the day when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered Sri Vrindavan Dham. So, I would like to describe Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's journey to Sri Vrindavan Dham. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he was walking like a mad lion. And he was walking in great absorption, in great avesh, the Lord was moving. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. And while moving, he was reciting a verse by the Avanti Brahmana. Etam cha asthaya paratma nishtham adhyasitam purvatamair maharshibhi अहम तरिष्यामि दुरंत पारम तमो मुकुंदांग्रि निषेवहे वा. So in this way, by being fixed in the devotional service, as taught by the previous acharyas, I will cross over the ocean of nisains, following in their footsteps. So like that, so the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reciting this beautiful verse, and in great absorption, he is going towards Vrindavan Dham. But then Nityanand Prabhu, he understand that the hearts of the devotees in Navdeep is very much agonized from separation from the Lord. Therefore, Nityanand Prabhu, he tricks Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He tells some of the children to show him the wrong way, and he directs Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu towards Shantipur instead of Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understands that, yes, my devotees were really agonized, and he spends time with them. There is a festival at Shantipur. Acharya Ratna goes and calls Sachi Mata and other devotees also to Shantipur. So in this way, the Lord, he spends certain time at Shantipur. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells his mother that he sees his mother is in deep pain, deep separation. And his mother tells him that if you also become indifferent to me like Vishwaroop, then I won't be able to live any further. So Lord says, no, I will never be indifferent to you. So Lord tells his mother, Tumi yaha kaha ami tahai rahiba, Tumi yehi agya kar sahita kariba. So whatever you say, wherever you want me to stay, I will stay over there. So then Mother Sachi, she considers the Lord's proposal. And she said, if you stay here, then I'll be very happy. Teho yadi iha rahe tabe mora sukh, tar ninda hai yadi se mora dukh. But if the people criticize that, oh, even after taking sannyas, the Lord is staying again with his relatives in his own place, that will be my great unhappiness. So Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport. It also to some extent addressed the controversy that recently arose about some devotees joining and the agony of the parents. So Prabhupada addresses that also in this particular purport. So Prabhupada says, it is a great happiness for a mother if her son does not leave home to search out Krishna but remains with her. At the same time, if a son does not search after Krishna but simply remains at home, he is certainly blamed by experienced saintly persons. Such blame certainly causes great unhappiness for a mother. If a real mother wants her son to progress spiritually, she had better allow him to go out searching for Krishna. The mother naturally desires the welfare of the son. If a mother does not allow her son to search for Krishna, she is called Ma, which indicates Maya. By allowing her son to go as a sannyasi and search for Krishna, Sachi Mata instructs all mothers of the world. She indicates that all sons should become real devotees of Krishna and should not stay at home under the care of an affectionate mother. This is supported by Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, Prabhupada gives this purport. So Mother Sachi says, but I ultimately want your welfare. My heart will be more pained if you are criticized. And therefore, I don't want you to stay here. So then she says, how Navadvip and Puri, they are like the two rooms in the same houses. Today also we see those devotees who visit Mayapur, they go to Puri and come back. Or when they go to Puri, they also visit Mayapur. Right? Today also combined yatras devotees do, like two rooms in the same house. So then she requests the Lord that please stay in Jagannath Puri. And all the devotees, they applaud the decision of Mother Sachi. And the Lord also very graciously he agrees. He happily agrees to the Mother Sachi's proposal. So the Lord also tells his devotees, Toma sabare agyavina chalilam vrindavan jaite narila vigna kaila nivartan. He said, because I was going to Vrindavan without your blessings, therefore I could not go. So this is an important point. We will see this thread permeating the Lord's entire journey. He said, you all, I did not take the blessings of you all. Your heart was in great agony. Therefore, I could not go to Vrindavan. Therefore, I have returned back. But now I will stay in Puri, as you say. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he moves to Jagannath Puri. After delivering Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he then goes on the tour of South India in order to preach Krishna consciousness on the pretext of searching for Vishwaroop. After 2 years, when he returns back again to Jagannath Puri, he calls for Ramanand Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he says, I want to go to Vrindavan. So they say, my lord, the Rath Yatra is coming. You should observe the Rath Yatra festival and then only consider going. And then Rath Yatra comes, all the devotees of Navadvip come, they stay for some time. Right? They stay almost 4 months. And then when they go away, all the devotees go away. Again the Lord tells Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Ramanand Rai, now I must go to Vrindavan. They say, my lord, but it is very cold now. Kartik is almost over, beginning of winter is a Kartik. Now it's very cold in Vrindavan. You should go after the winter season is over. And the Lord, after the winter season, he calls them again. And they say, my lord, now the Dol Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath is coming, the swing festival. You should witness that festival and go. In the meantime, again the Rath Yatra comes. Right? Aji Kali Kari Uthai Vivida Upai. Right? Not today, tomorrow. Right? So in this way, they keep postponing the Lord. Aji kali kari uthai vivida upai yaite sammati na de vichedera bhai. So they were fearing separation from the Lord. Thus they would not allow, not give the permission. Yadyapi svatantra prabhu nahe nivaran. Now on the Lord's part, he is the independent supreme Lord. Right? He can understand, right, what's going on. He is independent supreme Lord, yadyapi svatantra prabhu nahe nivaran. Who can actually forbid him? Bhakta icha vina prabhu na kare gaman. But he does not proceed to Vrindavan without the blessings of the devotees. Because Lord previously also said to the devotees in Navadvip, I did not take your blessings, therefore I could not go to Vrindavan. Therefore now he really wants the blessings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramanand Rai and other devotees. But they are not giving him permission. So in this way, how long? For 2 years they further postponed. 2 years they further postponed. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again called them. Right? 2 years have already passed since he placed the request. Bahut utkantha mor yaite Vrindavan, tumar hate dui vatsar na kailu gaman. Lord said, now I am really anxious to go to Vrindavan. But since you didn't give permission, for 2 years I could not go. Right? Overall, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go after sannyas. Overall, more than four years have now passed. Can you imagine? Here is the Supreme Lord. Krishna himself, he wants to go his own dham. Right? 4 years he is unable to go. Right? We can't even stop anyone for 4 days also. Someone decides, permission or no permission, right? I am going to Vrindavan. Right? We cannot even stop a new bhakta for 4 months or 4 weeks, whatever. What to speak of? Lord could not go to Vrindavan. Right? Krishna is unable to go to Vrindavan for more than 4 years. Just think of Why? Because the devotees are not giving blessings. Unable to go. So the Lord is now pleading with them. Right? Lord is pleading with them. I really want to go. Please give permission now. Again, the Lord teaches us, sometimes we want to do something and we are so anxious, we are so eager. We may ask permission, but we are anyway ready, permission or no permission. Right? If I get permission, okay, anyway, I am anyway going to do it. Right? Because we are so eager or something. But the Lord is, He is teaching here that if we actually approach Vrindavan or any activity of devotional service, any service we want to do, if we approach with the blessings of Vrindavan, the results will be very sweet. Right? The results will be, it will flourish. So, therefore the Lord Himself is not proceeding to Vrindavan. Right? And He is pleading with them. So sometime, then what happens? Sometime when we may request for something, it may not be immediately sanctioned. Then we wait for some time. And we even gain the affection and sympathy because we kind of compromised. Or we became obedient for some time. We want to do something, but then we became obedient. And then after some time when we again ask, we may get permission. Right? And then we have the permission and the blessings both. And then our relationship also grows. So it's become the win-win situation. So therefore it's not always that whatever we want to do it, it may be immediately sanctioned by the senior Vaishnavas or the spiritual master. If we just wait for some time while keeping that desire in our heart, right? If it is a genuine desire of service, one day that desire will be fulfilled. Right? In a much better way than what if we try to do it on our own. So therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now He again calls them and says, I am really eager to go to Vrindavan, but you didn't allow me for 2 years. Avashya chali baduhe karaha samati toma duha vina mor nahi anya gati. Now I must go to Vrindavan. Therefore, you give me permission now. I have no other shelter other than the two of you, the Lord says. Right? So therefore, again teaching, if we want to just do whatever we want to do, we lose the shelter. But the Lord says, I have no other shelter than the two of you. I can't lose the shelter. I want to go to Vrindavan, take shelter of Krishna. Leaving the shelter of devotee, that is not possible. Therefore, I must have your shelter. I have no other shelter than two of you. Therefore, you please allow me so that I may go to Vrindavan. And finally, the both of them think actually it is not appropriate, right, to just go on with postponing the Lord and be obstinate. Prabhu sane ati hat kabu bhala nai. They think in this way that with the Lord we should not be so obstinate also. Therefore, they both they agree. And the Lord tells them, prasanna hai ya agya diva namani ba dukh. Just see that how the Lord says, you are giving permission, but just happily give permission. Don't give permission, you know, in a sad state of mind. Just see how refined the Lord is. He wants the permission, He waits for the permission. He persuades His devotees for the permission. Not just that, you should happily give permission. Prasanna hai ya agya diba namani ba dukh tomar sab sukhe pathe habe mora sukh. If you are happy, then I will also be happy. Therefore, give me permission with a happy heart. Then the devotees give permission with a happy heart. Just see. He gets a permission to go to Vrindavan from the devotees with a happy heart. And then one day he proceeds towards Vrindavan. But then Gadadhar Pandit wants to come along with him. But the Lord says, you have taken Kshetra Sneha, there is a conversation between the two of you. People will criticize you. I can't tolerate that. That will be too much for me to tolerate. So then the Lord somehow checks Gadadhar Pandit to come along with him. And he goes via Bengal. He meets the devotees. He goes to Ramakeli, where Sanatan Goswami says, I'm not going with such a crowd. Right? People will think some magician has come or something. You should go with few people, right? Not just a big crowd. And again the Lord considers that. He returns back and then says, Gadadha rechadi genu iha dukh paila sei hetu Vrindavan yaite narila. Right? Somehow Gadadhar Pandit was not happy. Even if one devotee is having pain of heart, right, because of us, we will not receive entrance into Vrindavan, right, the true entrance. And like even one devotee has some kind of agony in the heart because of us. So Lord says, I could not go. Gadadhar Pandit was unhappy. So then finally he pacifies Gadadhar Pandit also and all the devotees. And then finally with the permission of Gadadhar Pandit, right, in this way, with the blessings of all the devotees, again the Lord proceeds. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also says, Chota bada bhakta gana bandho sabar shi charana sabe mora karaha santosha. Whether one is a small devotee, big devotee, I offer my obeisances, pranams to everyone. Let everyone be satisfied and bless me so that I may glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a fact actually. We need blessings of all the Vaishnavas. Even if there is one Vaishnava who has not given full blessings, there will be obstruction, right, on our path to receive the Lord's full blessings or to actually receive entrance into the spiritual world, Vrindavan. Lord teaches that. And finally then the Lord proceeds for Vrindavan after pacifying, taking blessing all the devotees. And this time the Lord, he goes to Vrindavan through Jharikhand forest. And through going through Jharikhand forest, Lord, he says, actually Krishna has been very merciful to me. He has allowed me to come through the Jharikhand forest, where going through the Jharikhand forest, the Lord would see a mountain. Shala dekhi brahma hai ei Govardhan. Anytime he would see a mountain, he would remember Govardhan. Vana dekhe mane lei ei Vrindavan. Yaha nadi dekhe taha mane ekalindi. And in this way, any forest, you know, he was passing through villages and sometimes through the forest. Any forest, here is Vrindavan. Any hill, here is Govardhan. Any stream of water, here is Yamuna. So therefore the Lord was constantly remembering Govardhan, Vrindavan, Yamuna while going to Jharikhand forest. And he was very satisfied with very simple vegetable preparation. The shock of the forest, Vanya Bhojan. Very much satisfied. And then the Lord recites a verse. Kripara samudra dine hine dayamay, Krishna kripa vina kauna sukha nahi hai. Oh, the Lord has been ocean of mercy. Kripara samudra. He is the friend of the fallen. Without his mercy, no one can attain any happiness. Therefore, he says, the Lord Krishna arranged, right, so many obstacles for me. Finally, I could overcome all the obstacles and could travel to Vrindavan in this way, experiencing great joy. Finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Varanasi, okay, after passing through the Jharikhand forest. And while in Varanasi, Varanasi is a place of the impersonalists, the Mayavadis. And there the devotees, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, they request the Lord. The Lord doesn't want to stay there. He has already come close to Vrindavan. Right? For so many years already waited. Right? and they say, "My Lord, when will I have a darshan again? Please stay here for some time." Eimat Mahaprabhu dui bhritte ravashe, ichha nahi tabu rahila taha dina dase. In this way, again, he wants to now take their blessings also, you know. Can't go to Vrindavan. The devotee is saying, stay here for some time. He doesn't want to stay at all. Varanasi, who will stay in Varanasi? He waited for so many years to go to Vrindavan. But then he stays for 10 days to please his devotees. He wants to have their blessings also. So, taking their blessings, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spends time with them, pleases them, and then with their blessings proceeds to Vrindavan. And thus he could finally he came to Vishram Ghat, Mathura. And there he met the Brahmana, the Sanodiya Brahmana, the elderly Brahmana. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in great ecstasy, this Brahmana also joined the Lord. And he was dancing with equally great ecstasy. Lord was surprised. Lord said, "Where did you get this wealth from?" Then he explained that Madhavendra Puri came here. He gave me the initiation. And the beautiful verse comes over there. Krishna prema yaha yaha tahara samban. Krishna prema taha yaha tahara samban. Taha vina ei premera anya nahi gan. So, the ecstatic love of Krishna exists only at a place where there is tahara samband, there is a connection of Madhavendra Puri. Without his connection, there is no genuine love of the Lord. Similarly, we can see that it's outside of India, outside of Bharatvarsh, in the Western world, wherever we can see any genuine practice of Krishna consciousness, we will definitely find connection of Srila Prabhupada. Either in the form of his teaching, disciples, sub-disciples, books. There will be some connection of Prabhupada. Without his connection, we will not find any genuine practice of Krishna consciousness in the Western world. It is the Prabhupada who took the Krishna consciousness to the Western world to preach. For the first time, the preaching of genuine bhakti. That's how it is spreaded. In this way, then finally, this Brahmana, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requests this Brahmana that, "I want to go and tour the entire Vrindavan. Will you please guide me?" Right? He's a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So thus again, taking this Brahmana, elderly Brahmana along with him, the Lord tours the entire Sri Vrindavan Dham. Thus, the Lord, throughout his journey, he is showing that one can only enter Vrindavan through the hearts of the devotees. Vrindavan exists in the hearts of the devotees, and we can gain entrance into Vrindavan through the hearts of the devotees when they actually give their blessings. Annera riday mana mora mana Vrindavan mane vane ek kori jani. So that Vrindavan Dham exists in the hearts of the pure devotees when they give their heartfelt blessing to us, then only the true Vrindavan Dham and the mercy of the Lord can actually be revealed to us. So this is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he journeys to Sri Vrindavan Dham. And on this auspicious day of Kartik Purnima, the Lord reaches Sri Vrindavan Dham. There he is greeted by all the birds, the animals, the creepers, right? As if their old relative has come after a long time with great joy. The cows are not leaving him. The deers are following him, not having any fear. So in this way, the Lord tours the entire 12 forests of Vrindavan along with this Sanodiya Brahmana in the association of his devotees. Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Kartik Purnima ki jai, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premande. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.